This is Ron Moss Ministries, and happy Easter and happy Resurrection Day for all of you who have had time to reflect on the reason for this day and why we celebrate it. And with all this the stuff that's going on right now, I think that if anything at all, this is a great day to focus on just how close our relationship with Christ is or should be. We celebrate Resurrection Sunday because the Bible says that Jesus died on Friday and he laid in a borrowed tomb on Saturday and got up early Sunday morning and with all power in his hand. And because he had power, we should have power. And for his reasoning for getting up means that whatever we're going through, that we should have the ability and the mortitude to get up. And I just thought about it. I thought about my growing up during this time and when I was young and the perception of Easter was, you know, it was time to get new suits and get new outfits for us for Easter Sunday and speeches and that during that time, you know, when I was growing up, families would have to carry a song. So the Moss family would have to sing and other families would have to sing. And we only knew one song all the way because my grandfather would always sing this song called I'll Be All Right. And so whenever the Moss family was called up to sing, that would be the song that we would sing. And over the years, as I've have reflected on Easter and Resurrection Sunday, and as I've matured and gotten older, I begin to understand just how important our relationship with Christ needs to be. That it would appear that so often we allow things to get caught up in our relationship, and it has a lot to do with man and a lot to do with money. If you notice, Resurrection Sunday is really been taken over by Easter Sunday. We buy eggs. We do. If not for the pandemic, we would have had Easter egg hunts. We're buying Easter baskets. You can pretty much drive to any major street corner, and somebody would have been out there selling Easter baskets, and people would have lined up to buy them. You would have had Easter programs, sunrise service. Everything would have been taking place. And sometimes, I don't know why, but sometimes somewhere some things need to happen to give us room for pause, just so we can kind of think about what we're doing and why we're doing it. Cause I guess my thing is that, and I'm all for celebrating Easter and celebrating the fun for the children, but don't ever let that overtake what Resurrection Sunday really means. You know, don't let that overtake what this is really all about. And I really believe this is a time for us to really do some self-examination. And what do I mean? I mean, if you get a chance between now and the end of the month or whenever you have time, look in the mirror and take a long look at yourself. Take a look at the wrinkles that are there on your face, and some are there that can tell a story, or the marks that are on your face, some can tell a story. Your hands, look at your hands and look how bruised they are, and some of the marks that are on your hands that can probably tell a story. Some are the marks that can probably give a testimony to what you've gone through. Look at your arms and look at the marks on your arms and look at your legs and your whole body, which in some point in time have been bruised and even sometime misused. And at the end of your story, or as your story continues to go on, you're still here. And a lot of that has to do with, matter of fact, not a lot of, all of it has to do with Resurrection Sunday. When you look in that mirror and you look at yourself, think about the inside, the internal you. Is there peace that you operate in normally, or confusion, or doubt, or envy, or jealousy, or hatred, or anger. And then think about Resurrection Sunday again. Because he died because he loved us. John 3:16 says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. When you look in that mirror, think about the fact that God has allowed you so many blessings, even when you didn't even deserve them. He's allowed you the opportunity to laugh and smile, even when others around you didn't understand why you were laughing. Even when others around you didn't understand why you were smiling. He's allowed you to have a family. He's allowed you to have sons and daughters and grandkids. He's been so good to you. Why is it hard for you to be good to him? And that's what we should be wrestling with today. We should be really doing self-examination. That we can celebrate every year Resurrection Sunday, but really we should be celebrating Jesus every single day of our life. I preached a sermon a long time ago, and it was entitled A Baby's First Words. I thought about how we, when you're having a child and you conceive the child and mama is in the child's face saying, mama, 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 and daddy's in the child's face saying, daddy, 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 because you want the child's first words to be mama or daddy. But the Holy Spirit allowed me to think about this one day, that what if we were constantly pushing in the child's face, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Every day, Jesus, 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 Jesus. And the baby's first words end up being Jesus. The good news about that is that eventually, because the child would see nothing but mama and daddy all the time, eventually the child would say, but who is Jesus? Y'all kept talking about him when I was a baby. You talk about him as I've gotten older. Who is Jesus? And what an opportunity that would be. Wow. To have a conversation at a young age about Jesus. That's really what Resurrection Sunday is all about. It's about us coming to a place where we understand just how important his death and resurrection means to us. That's why you got the job that you have. That's why you have the family that you have. That's why you get the paycheck that you get every week or every other week or once a month. That's why you can drive the highways and byways and no one running to you and you don't run into anybody. This is truly a day that the Lord has made. And the Bible says that we ought to be glad and you ought to spend some time rejoicing in it. You ought to get yourself by yourself in a room and you ought to spend some time thanking Jesus. Thank him for all that he's done, all that he's doing, and all that he's going to do. Thank God for sending his son to save us. And ultimately, thank the Holy Spirit for being here to continue to guide us and lead us into all the truth. We truly have a lot to be thankful for. I hope and I pray that as I continue to work on me, to make Ron better, to have more peace on the inside of Ron instead of hatred on the outside of Ron. To have more love that's on the inside of Ron and have more love that fluctuate outside of Ron. That I can be a better man for God, a better example. Constantly growing in the knowledge of knowing. It's because of him I live. And it's because of him, I know one day I've got to die. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Oh, yeah. Peace.